Well, it's a musical, but it's a piece of musical theater that calls for incredibly virtuosic singing and playing from the singers and the orchestra. It is equal in difficulty to any opera we've done here in this program. But at the same time, it's full of fantastic tunes, beautiful songs, and great show numbers. So it has all the great elements of musical theater, but also some great operatic singing, some real virtuosic singing.
This production of Phantom is being directed by UK artist-in-residence Richard Kagi, who's also designer for the show.
It's a very large show in its square footage, shall we say, also in its sound, has a big cast as well. But one of the things that's really interesting about Phantom of the Opera is that when it was originally decided to produce it, Maria Bjornsson was hired as the designer. And she was challenged by the fact that she knew that the show was going to be in many different theaters and she had to give the flavor of an 1875 opera house in Paris. So she designed a proscenium and a set of boxes and basically built the theater inside on stage. And our advantage here, which I wanted to do when they decided to do it, was to use the Lexington Opera House, which is an 1835 opera house. So we're actually using the boxes that are part of the theater as part of the set. And we're also using the proscenium and a lot of the theater parts as part of what we're doing, as well as the stage sets that are on there, which is really fun.
Phantom is a musical theater production, as such. You're working with performers from UK mm-hmm. opera. Talk about how the casting took place in order to make this happen.
We did auditions last spring. And what we did when we set out to do this was we realized that doing 10 performances could be a little taxing for students, especially when they're going to school full time. So we double cast the show and then came up with the idea that we better have a safety beyond that. So we have another set that also covers the show. And we decided since they are as good as they are that they too would have performances. So there are different casts on different performances, all of them spectacular.
Clarify for me how the show has now been released for production by the non-professional troops, it's been a license, very tightly mm-hmm. controlled license.
One of the things that happens with a Broadway show that runs for a long time is that sooner or later the producers have to decide whether they're going to limit the release, not release it, or release it in some unusual way. And in this particular case, they decided to release the show first for only high schools to do, and that's been the case for the past 3 years. And then they decided to move it to the university level and to release it to select universities across the country who had a track record enough to put on a show of this size, and we're one of those universities. In the process, the other thing that happens with that is that everybody in the cast and everyone in the orchestra must be a registered university student. There is no question about it. Things that most people have asked us over and over again, oh, this is just a concert version. It is not. This is a fully staged Phantom of the Opera. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the chandelier will fall. It will fall to the floor every night. It will rise to the ceiling every night. And the chandelier, interestingly enough, was made in Louisville, Kentucky. A company called ZFX was, in fact, a company that makes theatrical scenery, and they made the chandeliers for the national tours of the show, and we are actually using one of those. The other thing that people need to know is, yes, there'll be a boat. Yes, there'll be fog. All of those things that they expect in Phantom of the Opera will be there.